fathers will get assigned and changed by engaging the government of the king to see to the public's welfare and annihilate through the agents of killing such as snakes. The agents for creation and ancient annihilation have no independent potency. But because of the spell of the illusory energy, one thinks himself a creator, maintainer, and annihilator. Report, no one can independently create, maintain, or annihilate. Bhagavad Gita, therefore, says, the bewildered spirit soul under the influence of the three modes of material nature thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Prakriti, material nature, as directed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, induces all living entities to create, maintain, or annihilate according to the modes of nature. But the living entity, without knowledge of the Supreme Person as the agent, the material energy, thinks he is the doer. In fact, he is not at all the doer. As an agent of the Supreme Doer, the Supreme Lord, one should abide by the Lord's orders. The present chaotic conditions of the world are due to the ignorance of leaders who forget that they have been appointed to act by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they have been appointed by the Lord, their duty is to consult the Lord and act accordingly. The book for consultation is Bhagavad Gita, in which the Supreme Lord gives directions. Therefore, those who are engaged in creation, maintenance, and annihilation should consult the Supreme Person who has appointed them and should act accordingly. Then everyone will be satisfied and there will be no disturbances. So, in relation to this idea that everything is under the Supreme Lord and that meeting, separation, creation, destruction, death, and birth all take place by the control of the Supreme Lord. Because of this, we should not unnecessarily lament over our situation in the world because we cannot control things. Of course, this is not an absolute argument because it's not the Supreme Lord does everything and we do nothing. In which case, if we don't do anything, then we shouldn't have any karma. The Lord should be responsible for our acts if we don't have any choice in the matter. So it's not that we don't choose, and it's not that we don't do things, but the idea is that everything happens with the assistance of the Supreme Lord. And some things happen beyond our control. We don't want things to happen, but they happen anyway. We don't like destruction, but that happens anyway. So, this of course is not direct control of the Lord. The Lord operates through agents. He operates through prakriti. He operates through the law of karma. He operates through the jiva, who is under his control. He operates through the senses of the jiva, which are also under the control of the Lord. So, through various aspects of control, the Lord operates. At the same time, that control is not absolute. In other words, the jiva cannot see without the eye, and the eye acts not simply because of the jiva, but because of the Supreme Lord. If his permission isn't there, the eye doesn't operate. But he gives permission. And so that is his control. And then the jiva can use his eye to see this or see that. He can choose what he wants to see. So it's not that everything is absolutely under the control of the Lord, but ultimately we trace the source of the action of our senses and our body, etc. Ultimately, without the Lord's role, nothing happens. So this obviously is stated in the description of the universal form and the creation of the material world. The universal form arises with its hands and legs and eyes and ears and everything. It can't do anything until the Lord enters, like the Paramatma enters into the body of us, and he enters into the universal form. And then the universal form becomes active, and the eyes can operate and see, and the nose can smell, and the ears can hear, etc. So it's by the entrance of the Supreme Lord that everything happens. Nevertheless, these actions happen with the assistance of prakriti, with the assistance of our senses, with the law of karma, with the pranas operating, etc. All these are factors. But the final factor, the original factor, is the Supreme Lord, ultimately. So, the creation, maintenance, and destruction takes place in this material world, ultimately under the control of the Lord. But the Lord himself does not have to interfere with this, because he does it indirectly. In other words, he makes arrangements for creation and destruction of the material world after 100 years of Brahma. So he doesn't have to directly involve himself, but he makes some arrangement by which the world is destroyed. And if there are days of Brahma, he makes that arrangement, and there's a destruction after the day of Brahma. And within the day of Brahma, there are various destructions also arranged by the Supreme Lord. And similarly, we have the lifespan of each living entity. A living entity's body is destroyed, also ultimately under the Supreme Lord, through the law of karma. So we cannot independently think we can control everything in life, because we are not the only factor. We have the karma, we have the material energy, we have the other living entities around us, we have the senses, etc. All of these things are factors, and an ultimate factor is Supreme Lord. So the problem, of course, is that we do not know the plan of the Supreme Lord. We do not know the plan of karma. And therefore we are surprised when things happen in this material world against our wishes. So that is our ignorance, right? Not any fault on the part of karma or the Supreme Lord, simply our ignorance that we are put unaware of these situations. So unfortunately, the situation of the material world is there must be creation and destruction. There is no eternal existence of things. They all get destroyed eventually. So we always speak about creation, maintenance, and destruction. So this is a characteristic of the material world. We create objects and they get destroyed. Create and destroy, create and destroy. This is inherent in material energy. Things, forms are created and forms are destroyed. So, and ultimately, under the control of the Supreme Lord. So as long as we're attached to things in the material world, then we have to suffer, because things get destroyed that we don't want to get destroyed. Things get created that we don't want to get created. And we cannot control these things. So we do not know the whole plan of the Supreme Lord. It is impossible for us to know. And it's impossible for us to alter that plan. Therefore, we have to tolerate the situation in the material world. So that toleration of the material world arises from understanding that we are not the body and we're not part of the material world at all. Then we tolerate the situation. But more than simply not being part of the material world, if we discover our relationship with the Supreme Lord, which is very positive, then this can replace our concept of trying to be happy in the material world. Okay? So that is what the process of bhakti does. It produces our relationship with the Supreme Lord, and that is more satisfying than our relationship with objects in this material world, which are subject to destruction. So that is the final solution to all this problem of attachment and happiness and distress that arise in the material world. So we have secondary controllers, the devatas, who also create and destroy. We have Brahma and Shiva and demigods like Indra, etc. So they are in charge of various aspects. And under them, then, in the material world, we have the great kings. So they're also responsible for maintaining dharma and the systems of government, etc., and law and order, etc., in the material world. But it's all subject to destruction again. All this by the will of the Supreme Lord, devatas die and Brahman dies also. And all the kings disappear eventually. So we cannot be too attached to anything in the material world. So ultimately, our main attachment has to be for our relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is eternal.
Brahma,
He's got eternal body. He's not destroyed. This body is not material. That's only appearance, like Krishna is born from Vasudeva and Devaki. But he's not born. He's eternal. Well, we cannot be overly attached, that's all. One is a grihastha because one has attachments. So therefore, you cannot say, I don't have any attachments. That's artificial. But one must limit the attachment, not be too attached, that's all.
Narantara Asri Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Manu Maharaj ki. Srimad Bhagavatam 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 ki. Srimad Bhagavatam